This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Financial officials are warning Puerto Rico's leaders that the Commonwealth might have to start laying off workers and scaling back public services as early as this summer. Puerto Rico is saddled with $70 billion in debt and hasn't been able to sell the bonds it needs to avoid running out of money, Gigi Duban reports.
The big will they or won't they question is whether Puerto Rico's lawmakers will overhaul the tax system. Heidi Calero is a business consultant.
Right now, we have so many suspense stories that it's really terrible.
This crisis didn't happen overnight. Government spending has outpaced revenue for years. U.S. tax breaks made the island attractive for businesses, and Puerto Rico had itself a moment. Those tax credits ended, but spending went on.
From investment grade that we were before, a very coveted financial paper, we are now at the status of junk.
Luis Mesquita, a business professor at Arizona State, blames mismanagement. Take the troubled Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, which is state-run.
And because of these mismanagements, you see the cost of energy for local businesses to go up significantly.
And when it's expensive to do business in Puerto Rico, companies just don't see the appeal anymore. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.